I really appreciate you jumping the call today.
Yeah, let me know kind of what you need help. I guess you need more help with scaling and stuff.
I am literally holding on to one string, everything, and I really need help. I don't know what direction to go as far as like the minor things, doing the creatives, although that's not minor, having somebody just look over the ads where I'm not so focused on it as much. What's the first step to take when I need to start bringing people in? Because I have an advantage to bring in more clients because I know a lot of people and I sell myself well. I just know I can't take that many people on if I don't have a team that's going to be able to assist me.
I don't do any execution of anything, kind of like what you're doing. Like, I don't ever do that. But basically, our company, we have 25 people, and it's split up into ad managers, ad creatives, and then we also have guys that just upload ads. Hey, guys, I need a campaign in Slack or SunUp. Hey, guys, we need a campaign that's broad audience with these new creatives and then follow the same structure that you know works well, CBO or ABO, and then they'll do it, and then you never think about it.
That's what I need. You know where to look to find these people.
We work with a lot of people, a lot of outsourcing. You can actually get done from Philippines for super cheap. In the Philippines, the country?
Philippines, yes.
The reason why I know that is because my maid company, I have a ton of Filipino workers that do phone calls and emails for us. And really, you pay them $500 a month, and they'll do anything you want for 40 hours a week for the whole month. 40 hours every week, and it's $500 a month. So I have many people, like I have many Filipinos that work for me. Some of them are just upload ads. So you know how we do all those reports that I showed you? I never do those. We can just tell them, hey, here's Pink Elephant. Go do the report.
That's what I need. One Philippine that I'm working with, and they're doing my e-commerce.
There's a website called onlinejobs.ph, which is really good.
So, but how long does it normally take you to find a good one? Are they all reliable?
That's where the hiring process comes in, right? There's a few things like anybody you hire. I always tell my teammates is, you got to treat them as a full-time employees where you really think that they want to get better and grow. If they already mess up very little things, then you don't want to hire them, right? So for example, for you, put a job listing up, you know, say, hey, look, I'm looking for an assistant to sort of help me with Facebook ads. You know, maybe in the listing, you say, like, if you read the full application, put in like, you know, Leslie Rocks. And then look for those emails that come in with Leslie Rocks. If they don't come in with that, that means they didn't read it. That's already no-go. Give them like a chance. Because if you do, you're going to just set yourself up for heartbreak.
In the middle somewhere?
In the middle somewhere, yep.
That's funny.
Think about it as like filters. And then once they come in, you know, do a quick screening interview, 30 minutes. Say, how's your internet? Where do you live? Make a note of this. You want people that live in cities in the Philippines, for example, that have great internet. For example, Manila is the capital. Look at stuff. Be very strict. Well, let's say your call is at 1 o'clock and they come in like at 1:05. That's already a no-go. Don't even like risk it. You got to be super strict with this. They come in late. They type to you. You see a few misspellings. No. Everything that you would look at is like, no, no, no. Just cut, cut, cut. And then you'll find the gems. And then what you want to do is once you find a gem, you want to give them a test. The test is where, you know, maybe you make a fake account that you can test that you test up. Say, hey, look, I have this process. Upload 3 ad images and pick broad audiences. And then let me know when it's done. And then see if that is actually what you want done. It's great. Okay, give them more stuff. Just have it in like an Asana board or like a Trello board. Mark things off. For you, it's really about setting a process with them. And then eventually they'll get good that you don't need the process, but it's always good to follow a process. That way you know exactly how much you're doing and sort of how much you can get done. Because if you hire them full time, there's a lot of time for them to do things.
I need to jump into that. So let me tell you what my ultimate goal is. So right now, you know, I do social media marketing for Instagram. And I'm literally, that's why I don't want to take too long on the call, because once I'm done with you, I'm actually going to finish completing these slides. So I'm launching my online course for Instagram so I can start managing Instagram accounts. Although I have 6 people under me, these are also people that I coach to become social media managers. I'm still doing some part of the work. So I'm the one actually curating the feed to finalize it, to make sure it looks good, because that's usually what the client hired me for based off of my aesthetic. Once I transition to that service to online courses, I can focus on Facebook ads and then better my understanding of like optimization with websites and then find somebody for email marketing. Do I want to be a digital agency? Kind of, I don't, but I feel like right now that's what's paying the bills. do things based off where the customer is right now. And usually it's like, I had a meeting with Wayne 2 days ago. And he asked me, would I be interested in doing email? And I told him at this point, I don't have the time, but I feel like soon our relationship may discontinue because we've already, where he is in his business, I no longer need to service him anymore. In the beginning, it made sense because I was, one, reasonable as far as cost. Two, I was able to get him off that hump he was at because he didn't have no direction. So that's the type of customers I'm good with. Or the next level customers are people like Blair, Lily, and even Koi's Closet, because I feel like Koi's Closet has a chance. The advantage she has the money. If she has the budget, we can really get her to higher levels. Whereas when I started with Wayne, he technically didn't have the budget, but he gave me a chance, seeing the results that I was able to do.
I think you were working with Wayne before him.
Wayne has been with me for almost 2 years, or almost three, maybe.
You were before him, because like, I know when I was, Wayne was talking to me, he's just like, yeah, I don't know if Facebook works. I was like, give me a shot. And then like, he's really like giving people shots.
And once you prove your point, he trusts you. I think that's one thing I'm able to do with these clients. I'm literally almost three clients being able to trust me to give you $3,000. They don't even know you.
Really like that sort of head person. And then you really need this sort of team below you that can like execute on things. It's way too hard to do everything.
I'm already running out of steam. Anxiety text on 100 because I'm behind on my client stuff because I'm still the project manager. I'm the creative and the project manager and the boss.
I mean, that's the tough part, yeah. There's a few ways to think about it. Like I said, right from the Philippines, that can really help you out. You're going to have to train them. That takes time. Or you can bring in another partner. It's kind of like you're stuck in this mentality of like, where do you want your business to grow? Do you want to be like an agency like us, Boy Media? People, like massive team.
The thing, I don't know because I really want to transition based off of what you're doing. I can still do it. I have a business that I want to build behind the scenes as well where no one really knows it's me. It's a fashion clothing line. And I know I can make it successful. All I need is the manufacturer. I know how to visually market. I know it can be successful. For me to do that, I have to have this business running on automation. In addition to this, I want to also have my own e-commerce store that people just think I'm the brand ambassador for.
I have my Chester company, my luggage company, and my outdoor gear.
But people don't even know you. I can actually become a brand ambassador for my own brand, but you won't see me on that page. You'll see all professional models or influencers, but I would still use my page as a way to become one of the influencers for my brand.
That's exactly the goal. And who else works for you right now? You said you have like six other employees?
Yes, but they're mostly for Instagram. I just literally hired a VA to train to help me with reportings and stuff like that. But I feel like even with that, I don't even know a shortcut with reportings. Because I manually do the through spreadsheets by copying and pasting. I don't even know how to automate that.
Why didn't she just do it?
Because I haven't taught her that yet. We just hired her 2 weeks ago.
Well, Leslie, this is like the best thing, is if you're doing it, just record yourself doing it. And then they can watch the video hundreds of times to know what to do. I always use Loom for anything.
I do too.
Use that and say, hey, here's what you need to do. And then just give them the admin access and just say, you need to do it. I'm not going to waste my time doing it. And that's a great way to get anything done. Even, for example, my VA, I've been working with Stephanie for the past maybe 2.5 years. And she does everything I need about when I do podcast recordings, when I do outreach, when I, let's say a new team member joins the company and they're like, hey, Cameron, need access to this Facebook account. I'm like, okay, just Stephanie, go add Tim to the account. It's like, okay, great. Because I've already showed her.
Did you teach her how to do, when you say podcast, is she editing? Or you found somebody that already had that experience?
So basically, the editor, I try to think about pieces from a podcast editor. I found them on Upwork. Upwork is another great place. I'll tell them, hey, I'm going to upload the file to a Dropbox and then you check every 2 days. And then if there's a new episode, edit it to me and then just let me know. Offload as much work as I can. Stephanie, my VA, she's actually from the Philippines. She does all the outreach for me. So she's like, hey, I'm director of marketing at Boy Media. Kevin would love to be in the podcast.
I would prefer a VA from the Philippines too, because
I love working with females, honestly, versus like male VAs, because they just get a different type of person. I've had males and they just fight back with you. My best worker is always female.
And you have all your people working at least 40 hours a week?
You don't need to, but I do, because the reason why I say you do, because I think $500 is pretty cheap, and I don't want them to have another job if they forget what you're doing.
So $500 for them is good per month?
That's really good, yeah. My friend Janine, I was at one camping with, I think I was telling you, how much you pay them? I was like, oh, like $500, $600. Oh yeah, I have another one though, his name is Carlos. I pay him like $2,500. Why are you paying him that much? He's like, that's like one of the doctors making the Philippines. He's saying like, you can really scale with a lot of Filipino workers that are great. And then if you find somebody that's good, you can say, hey, do you know somebody that's good too? But basically you can really scale. Carlos, for example, we pay him $2,500. Our minimum to work with us here at Voy is now $4,000 to $5,000. And he manages 10 accounts. Economics of scale is great.
And that leads me to the next question as far as pricing goes, because I've changed my price a couple of times based off of like what I see. So now I kind of like follow Kurt lead, because I used to start off initially, you have to start off with 3 months with me, but now I do account setup testing phase. I also got that from Sagarzan. I think I got that from them too, where basically you do 1 month, the first 30 days. So I charge $25.95 for 1 month. That's part of the account setup and just doing their first month of the ads. From there, we decide whether or not we want to continue on a retainer. And then that's where the minimum 3 months starts. My question is, like, even for Lily, being the only reason why I didn't follow up Lily, I don't even have the time. Like, I don't have the capacity to even add her on. But once I do, I can just reach out to her and then probably see if she will move forward. I'm feeling like after the holidays, I'll probably reach out to her. I just don't have the time to add her on. For example, like Lily, like I did like 3 tiers, right? So I do that now too. So my base, which is very inexpensive, is $8.95 plus 10%. And okay, usually these are people that's like $3,000 ad spend. It's because they dare to make money, but they're making so much money, they just are not that confident in ads. Or they're making so much money that they're very frugal and don't want to make the money. So I'm okay because I can literally run those ads in automation and just make $12.95 because anything would work, if that makes sense. This is a low budget. But once it gets to like Blair, it's $12.95 up to $6,000 with 10%. And then I went up to more. So does that make sense to do those tiers? Or should I have like a set? Like, how should I do it so people don't feel like, well, damn, you keep going up?
No, that's weird tier. It's like the minimum plus the 10% of ad spend, right?
Yeah.
We started off a little bit differently, but everybody's plans are just kind of similar. All should be based off ad spend. So for us, our new pricing right now is $4,000 minimum with 3 month minimum. And then it's also based on ad spend. If you're spending less than $100K, it's 15% of ad spend.
That's good. Makes me feel better because I feel like it makes sense for me to do 10% because I don't have the resource you have and I don't have that experience. I still feel like when they come to me, they realize I done shopped around and you are the cheapest one. I do want to get a 15%. That's when I have more people.
It also just took a while to get to that 15% because basically what you want is just the case studies.
Yeah, I have some of my team from Jamaica, although she's not cheap, but she's the one that has been helping me with this sales funnel for the online course. Cross my finger. I'm going to be honest. I just would be happy if I get like 30 total purchases for my online course. I would be happy with that as a minimum. I feel like she's going to get me to where I need to be as far as like project manager and how I want my business. But I don't mind paying somebody like her that much. But I still want people, like you said, the Philippines.
There's some people on our team, like Stephanie, for example. She's not a thinker. I still need to tell her what to do, but then she'll follow. I'm like, hey, every day you'll need to send 20 emails a day. And she's like, okay, great.
He does the copy too?
Different people. I have a copywriter on our team. He's a full-time business worker.
So for your email.
Okay, let me explain a little bit better. So for Stephanie, what I do is I usually lay down the process. I say, hey, Stephanie, here's the templates you're going to be using. Now you go and execute this playbook. And then you say, example for podcasting, she'll go to iTunes store. I taught her how to research people in entrepreneurship, digital marketing, marketing. And I say, okay, now this is the way you go to your website. Now on their website, this is how you find their contact page. And then you look for their first name. And then template, where the template says first name, put in their first name. And then you click send. She'll do that. And I say, now find 30 of these podcasts and do the same thing that you just did for the first one. And make sure you replace their name with the podcaster's name. Now she does it. And then she just like put it in a spreadsheet for me. And then I say, okay, great. Now that you've sent a spreadsheet, make sure you put in the date that you sent it. Now in 3 days, send a follow-up saying, hey, did you see my other email? Once you get that response, this is how you schedule it. This is how you go to my calendar and see when I'm free. When you see that there's no box here, you can schedule a podcast at that time. The project manager, like a strategist.
What about when I want to hire a project manager to be able to fulfill? Are you saying that I literally have to prepare for at least, what, a month or two of training?
Yeah. So we have a project manager right now, and she does everything for us. In the beginning, really, you kind of want to have like a little bit of an idea of what you want to do. You could be like, hey, look, this is what we do right now. And then she's like, okay, great. Based on my experience, this is okay. Let me work on making it better. And then that's what they do. We have a full-time girl here that all she does is project management.
Philippines too?
USA.
So you do still outsource, and those are higher paid project managers, I'm assuming.
That you need to sort of balance between who's someone that can just do work versus someone that can think of strategy for me, because you don't have the time to think about it yourself.
So I think that's what I want to do. I want to be able to balance that, because
it makes your payroll way too expensive. You need people that just will execute on things. Money doesn't mean they're dumb. They're just from another country.
I agree.
I don't want to pay somebody full-time U.S. to just send emails. Let me just pay Stephanie. She can do it.
So let's talk about your emails. Once this course is done, I want to be nurturing and keep building. I'm between 70 to 100 subscribers per day, and my cost per lead is like 70 cents right now. So if I can continue growing this email list and start speaking to these people after the webinar, I can have this evergreen course. What would be your suggestion on me? Are you hiring a U.S. copywriter?
Well, I have a copywriter that writes all my emails. Yeah, I'm probably just like the main person that does the thinking. And her name is Hannah. What she does is just, I tell her, just write stuff for me. This is the format I'm looking for. She's just like a contract worker.
But is that U.S. or Philippines?
U.S. worker, yep.
Probably end up finding a copywriter in the U.S. too. But then that's where I would want to find a good graphic designer for email marketing.
You see all that stuff that we make? That's Filipinos.
You talking about for like Wayne ads too?
Yep. This is how you think about it. The people that are executing that are Filipinos, but the people who are thinking of the creative strategy is us. The thinkers versus the people that...
They just need direction, but they visually can execute it.
That's the way you should think about it. For us, a creative director is super smart creative, and then he'll just lay it down. First 3 seconds, do this. First 5 seconds, do this. Use these clips. Now they can go and execute.
And how do you find the creative? Because
go to onlinejobs.ph, looking for a graphic designer that knows Photoshop and video editing.
For like my African American audience, we haven't been working together technically, but our time together so far, what do you think, based off of what you see me doing and my clients, are you confident that I can get to these?
I think you can. The thing is, like, what you have is you have, like, the drive and the tenacity. I like how you're, like, kind of straight with your clients. That's good, because you're not, like, a yes woman. And you say, like, no, this is wrong. And you're like, okay, they listen to you. So they respect you, which is, I think, a great thing for entrepreneurs or just, like, someone, like, in your position of a marketing partner. This is why you came to me, because you need help. What you should continue to do so they can value your opinion and value your thoughts, because...
I am working on my tone, just so you know.
Really what you want is like someone listens to our consulting calls and say, okay, look at what Kevin said and do that. That's really where you need to get to the point of. And you just start off by bringing on graphic designer and then just tell them. Example, let's say for Wayne's ad, we see how we have different variations on top. Well, basically, this is a PSD file. Here are 5 USPs. Go do them and then give me the images when they're done. It takes them like 30 minutes. Here are the new images. What do you think? Oh, they like them. Okay, great. Let's run them.
So I think that's what I need to do too, is bring in somebody that has a lot of understanding of visuals and ads, and because not everything I don't know how to explain.
You just might need a creative person. Once you have that creative person, you can do a mix of, they can execute on the ads. For our creative person, Andrew, he was actually an intern and he was making a lot of this stuff for me. And then eventually I hired him full time. And now he's the one that just like thinks of concepts and ideas.
Want to have to think about this all the time, but also being able to have somebody that has better sense of explaining, but they just know more than I do. Like, I want more smarter people on my team, people that are smarter than me.
I'm not that smart. I just hired people that could be much smarter than me. I think that is a mentality you need to go with. We're always going to be, I tell people the biggest mistake is think like, oh my God, if someone's smarter than me, they're going to be taking my job. I'm like, you're never going to get taken your job. I think the best thing you can do is find people that are smarter than you in these areas, because then they'll help you develop. The creatives, once we brought in Andrew, once we brought in Eric, who's our new creative guy, our creatives just went through the roof. From last year to this year, I'm like, whoa, That's great. And now we can show off and we're getting better clients because they're seeing the better results. And for me, I'm not a creative person, but I know it looks good. A few things I think is like maybe get a VA. This is how I think about it for you. Maybe get a Filipino that execute on ads, uploading ads. You don't want to be doing that. We have people that, even for our media buyers, we basically call them like their helpers. It's supposed to be like be on calls with you and they can take notes about what you might need to do and then they'll go and execute it. You're on the call with me, you should have your helper taking notes. Kevin said we should do a bottom of funnel with this. What do you think? Oh, tell me when it's done. You can check it real quick and you say, hey, this is right or wrong. Maybe a personal assistant. My personal assistant that does everything. If I get emails, Stephanie, can you check my calendar for this? Yeah, you're not free. All right. Can you email them back? Tell them I'm not free. Maybe what you want, Leslie, is an intern.
What would you pay your intern?
So for Andrew, we paid him $1,000 a month.
They're good as a full-time. I wouldn't mind paying that. If I'm making triple to four times that amount every month, I just didn't know interns get paid that much. And that's a full-time intern?
You pay them less. He's also a dropout. Like, I don't really care who we're from. Like, can you do shit for me?
Do the job. Yeah, right.
As long as you're good and you want to work. I didn't go to college. I didn't graduate. I love people that either dropped out or go to college because they have something to prove. So then they're looking to put in the work.
That's what I'm looking for too, because I quit my job last year. I'm doing pretty well, but now I'm on a thin string. I really want to fire three people right now, but I can't because I don't have the help. But I want to be able to say, you're not doing what you need to be doing. I don't need you. I want to feel confident, but I need them because if I don't have them, I'm going to have to do it by myself because I'm going to have to look somebody else to do it.
You're in that balance of like, they're not good, but they can do something.
I don't really want to work with people that don't have a passion for it anymore. You use it like, oh, this is my extra money, but then you give me that same type of work and I need the work that I'm paying for.
I know that feeling. Yeah, we had a girl that was working for us full time. She just like didn't care. We're really busy.
Can't let her go right now.
We try to correct her, and then it's like, okay, you don't listen. Just quit, please. I told you like 10 times that you're not good. It's a tough phase to be in. It's also a cash flow phase. Going back to your business model, you definitely want these three-month contracts. That's why I don't like doing these like monthly things. You can't predict your revenue.
Do a minimum of 3 months.
Most people are fine with that.
That's what I was doing in the beginning, but that's what I do with all my Instagram clients. Minimum 3 months, all my Instagram clients. But Facebook ads, I literally been working with the same people for a while. Even like now, I'm not getting the 10% because they're paying you. At the end of the day, it's like I do build that trust with them too. Because I told them like after September, I'm gonna have to start charging you the regular price because at that point, I'm already doing everything. Even though I'm still doing everything by myself, I just also understand to be able to add that $3,000 on top of everything else, it would be a little costly. It's like they're paying for my training. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So for me, I'm okay with that because I'm not really hurting for money, but the time that I put in it, I don't regret it. It's just that sometimes when you do offer that, you're like, oh my God, all this work.
And we don't do that anymore. If you need our help, you need something, like it's got to cost you money. People don't appreciate it when you do for free.
I can't say that they are. Even like with Blair, like I was telling Blair, you have to find the creatives. And she said, I'll do whatever I need to do. But I am feared for Blair right now because she's scared that she's not going to make the money. And I told her, you know, some months are just not going to be good. And I feel like that's this month.
Some months are just not going to be great. The way you need to look at it too is look at her history and her analytics. Last year, your August was like, your September was also bad. Look at her Shopify data. You had a dip this month. Why are we upset? I know that feeling. Like, clients will see, like, this is the thing that we deal with as an agency owner. Clients just want to see up and up. Every business has dips. You need to figure that out when that is for you. Even for, like, cost. They told us in August, September, we do poorly. That's a business that knows their numbers. Even today, I had somebody in my Facebook group, was, you know, half of my luggage company. He was like, hey, Kevin, I see that you have same landing page as me, and you're telling me that his page wasn't converting. You know, maybe you need some testimonials or something. And he's like, hey, can I add you to my analytics and your Hotjar so you can look at it for me? More work than what we're talking about in this little chat on Facebook. And I was like, hey, if you want, I can help you. Like, pay me. And he's like, oh, never mind. Then I was like, okay, I can help you for free. I have a company to run. The thing is, like, I don't mind helping people. We work together. This random person that I never know. Why would I help you? Sometimes people just think that you just have all this free time in the world. I have a company to run too.
Appreciate this call. I don't want to hold you.
What you're doing is you're trying to grow, which is great. I would say start off with that. Like, go to onlinejobs.ph, filter through them. And like I said, just be ruthless. You're just human. We're just kind. Like, oh, let me give it a chance.
No, I'm definitely not giving anybody a chance.
Any little mistake, a comma's off, a period's off, the wrong conjugation, the wrong there, don't even waste your time.
I appreciate that. Can you send me this recording so I can save it? Because I'm not going to remember everything. Thank you so much. And I guess I'll talk to you next week, Tuesday, with the client.
If you do anything this weekend, on accounts, just keep a heads
up. Okay, we'll do. Thank you. All right, have a good day.